Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. Interesting, we're just talking about Bill Belichick maybe being engaged to the 24-year-old Jordan Hudson. Some are saying that she's telling friends that they are engaged. We had a call from a longtime P1 T-Bone. We had some technical difficulties, so we weren't able to record him. But he said, we were talking about a prenuptial agreement, that Bill Belichick would need a prenuptial agreement. And he says, there's no need for a prenuptial agreement. That team's undefeated. It doesn't matter. He ain't going to get it. If she doesn't want it, he's not going to get it. In football terms, that team is undefeated.
Well, and it's interesting you say that because, as you mentioned, unfortunately, we did have some technical glitches with T-Bone's call. I heard him say something different. My interpretation was something different.
Mm.
I thought he said that P.
Oh, that
is undefeated.
That P is a, maybe that
both it, work.
It, that maybe and, that.
In
it,
fact, you're right. It's very rare.
Maybe that
when
yeah,
both interpretations are.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have the call.
It's just distorted.
Let's see if we can hear exactly what he says here. You try to make it out, Biggie. T-Bone, how are you?
I got that much.
Okay, yeah. Translate that for you. Good, how you doing? With a little bit of a technical glitch.
Let's shoot that into space and see if the aliens show up.
You know, you could send T-Bone to the planet, former planet Pluto, and get a clearer signal.
Yeah.
It's on us. It was our piece of equipment that malfunctioned.
Yeah, not his fault.
That was not his fault. We heard him.
I do know what he said. He did say the P word.
The P.
Mm-hmm.
That P is undefeated.
Team works well, though, as
all
well.
All right.
Team
right.
Fits with a sports analogy.
I thought it was a sports analogy. It's that P is undefeated.
What? Now, I think most men have done something dumb.
Like that.
Once or twice or three times in a lifetime.
T-Bone himself has shared his marital woes.
Yes.
He has said that I believe he reconciled with one wife because of her fried green tomatoes and
Her cooking. Undefeated.
Her cooking was undefeated in that case. That's right. She made a mean fried green tomato.
He
swore off of her but went back to her.
It is what, you know, as you get older and you're a man, it does change what, you know, the pee will always reign supreme, but suddenly other things start coming into play too. Like, she does cook really, really well.
Right. And T-Bone's told us that.
She does my laundry.
I tell you who may be at odds with his wife right now, and we played this yesterday. Now there's an update to it. James Comey, the former FBI director, who was fired by Donald Trump. You may have missed this controversy. He was walking on the beach with his wife and saw written in some seashells on the sand, 8647. Meaning, on the internet at least, now this was news to me, get rid of 47, who is Donald Trump, president number 47. Well, James Comey, and we'll re-air this, he explained yesterday, I had no idea what that meant. My wife said, take a picture of that.
We were walking on the beach, and we saw in the sand someone had arranged shells with numbers. And Patrice, my wife, said, why would someone put an address in the sand? And I said, I don't know. And we stood over it, and I said, you know, I think it's some kind of like political message. And she said, you know, 86, when I was a server, she did a lot of work in restaurants, meant to remove an item from the menu when you ran out of ingredients. And I said, well, to me, as a kid, it always meant to leave a place, to ditch a place. I said, that's really clever. So then she said, you should take a picture of that. And I did. And I posted it on my Instagram account and thought nothing more of it until I heard through her that people were saying it was some sort of a call for assassination, which is crazy.
Crazy. Now, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because I didn't know what 8647 meant either. But you all say that as the former FBI director, he has seen that many times for 8646 for Biden. Get rid of him.
Yeah, I did not find his explanation credible.
I did.
No.
I did, full disclosure. I was like, oh, the wife tells you to take a picture, you take a picture.
Oh, it's an address in shells.
Oh, this reminds me of my serving days.
Right. I was like, okay.
Remember when you used to 86 the meatloaf?
I get it.
Remember when we used to hang at Bennigan's? That's where we met.
I get it. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I understand. Now, I had a P1 listener say, I am stunned that you all don't know what 86 means. It's from the mafia in Las Vegas. When you want somebody 86'd, it means you drive them 80 miles outside of Las Vegas and put them 6 feet under.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
I've heard that. That's hilarious, and I love it.
Well, I researched it to see if that really is accurate. Now, the term 86 is a verb meaning to throw something or someone out, removing them or removing the item, originated in restaurants and bars in the 1930s, where they would say 86 the eggs, 86 the tomato.
Vegas wasn't Vegas then.
Exactly. It was adopted in the 60s in Las Vegas to mean 86 this person, mean take them out and I guess take them 80 miles outside of town and bury them 6 feet under in the desert, which you know that's happened. But they picked that up, and that's really just been a long rumor. You know, did that really, did they say, okay, 86 this guy?
Movies really drive that home, too.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean, you know, the joke of any casino-type movie, they're always a meeting in the desert. And it's like, oh, sure. I thought you were bringing me out here to take care of me.
Yeah.
But did you, because that's where Pesci ends up, right, in Casino?
Yeah. They take him out in the desert. Mm-hmm. And, of course.
Or in a cornfield, wherever it is.
Yeah, you see that all the time in movies, right?
Did your research, Kelly, show why the numbers 86
no.
showed up in restaurants?
No, it just said it originated in restaurants as a verb, meaning, you know,
we're out.
Exactly. Cheeseburger, 86 the bacon. If somebody orders, I mean, I've heard that, like, you order, I want a cheeseburger with no tomato, and they'll say, you know, cheeseburger all the way, 86 the tomato. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard that for many years, but I don't know why 8 and 6.
Yeah. I wonder if that came from military use.
That could have been. Yeah. That could have been, but that's as far as I got on it. And today is National Waitstaff Day. Okay. That's fact. I mean, that it really is.
Okay.
Today is National Waitstaff Day, and the question was asked to servers across the country, have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? This could be for Biggie. You've worked restaurants. You've worked delivery. Have you ever retaliated in some way against a rude customer?
No, not. I don't like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear the horror stories of people spitting in food.
Right.
Things like that. I always found that so over the line. No matter how rude they were, you don't mess with someone's food.
50% said they've retaliated in some way against a rude customer.
Did they give examples?
No. That's what I wanted to know. Like, what do people do? Do you put extra salt in the food? Do you put too much mustard on a sandwich? You know, whatever it is.
If they I could see that, but I have a feeling it's normally darker.
Well, the spitting on the food is one.
Because oftentimes, in most places, the server doesn't prepare the food at all. I mean, that's the last line of from kitchen to your table, perhaps.
We have a P1 listener working in a restaurant would do something. Go ahead.
Well, I worked in a Greek restaurant. Whenever I had really crappy customers, I used to say "Foskota kapethane" as they left. It means eat, poop, and die.
Okay.
And I all thought it meant, like, have a nice day. And my boss got on to me. He goes, someday someone's going to understand what you're saying. And sure enough, I had a lady come in. And I didn't say it to her, but I was saying to someone else as they left. And she goes, oh, my God. She goes, how could you say that? I said, what do you mean? And then she spoke to me in Greek. She goes, I understood everything you said. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
That's great.
That's really awesome.
I love that. Say it again.
Thanks. See you later.
Have a nice day. People thought she was saying, have a nice day. Mm-hmm. She was saying, eat crap and die.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's the way she retaliated against rude customers. Food staff workers, waitresses, waiters were asked, have you ever eaten food off a customer's plate? 32% said yes.
Oh, I'm surprised that's not higher.
I know. You'd think
like when it goes back to the kitchen.
Probably so.
You mean not on the way out?
No. I wouldn't say. No, I would say when it comes back. Mm-hmm. You've eaten food. But only 8% said they've taken a drink after somebody. Like they would finish off a drink that was not finished. Jim, you're talking about messing with food now. Go ahead.
Well, I'm 50 and I've been in food service my entire career. And I've never personally not seen anything. You know, but I had a buddy that was a assistant manager at a place. And he came in one morning and his staff was playing hockey with like a frozen burger on the floor with the brooms, and they would put it back in the box, and he asked them what they were doing. He said, put it back in the box. It's called the Lucky Burger. He called his district manager, and they fired all of them on the spot.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They were playing Lucky Burger.
Hockey with broomsticks with a frozen burger. Oh, my God.
I think the worst thing, and I believe I've told you all this before, was when I hired a delivery driver who didn't understand sneezing.
That's right.
The customer whose pizza was in front, I was at the front cash register.
Yeah.
And he was behind me taking the pizza out of the oven.
Yeah.
And he just started sneezing. And instead of like even covering, he just threw his hands up And he's just, achoo, right on this person's pizza. And
an
they
unboxed
are.
Unboxed pie?
Well, yeah. And they are in front of me. And literally every time he would sneeze, she would go, And I was just standing there. I was like, I don't even know what to say right now. Besides,
yeah, that's horrible.
I'm sorry. We'll remake everything. And here's your money back.
And you did. You had to.
Oh, yeah.
You had to do
that. And I looked at him. I was like, what? Are you?
What is wrong with you?
I was like, have you never? What? What was that? Where's common sense?
What is going
he
on?
Wasn't, he didn't have a lot of common sense.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah,
and he just sneezed all over.
Some people just aren't cut out for that world. Food service.
Yeah,
it's true.
We caught him one time. Our store was like in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
I know. We caught him one time just driving around the store a whole bunch. We're out back for a smoke break.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I waved him down. I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm just killing time.
Just driving around."
Yeah. He's like, "I figured when you guys let me know when the next delivery comes up." And we're like. I was like, dude, park your damn car.
Just toss it through the open window.
Yeah.
You know, this is about bad customer service, bad work as well. Rusty, our fact checker, alerted me to this. We were just talking last hour about my summer reading list, which I'll, you know, we'll go to the beach and I'll tackle a few books.
Hunger Games, whole series.
Well, usually it's only one book because my wife will... I'm just not able to get through more.
You're
than
overly that. Ambitious. You think you'll have more time to read than you actually do.
Well, it's not even about time. Sometimes I'm just out there on the beach and I just can't bring myself to read, you know?
Yeah.
Edibles.
You know?
Just slightly fuzzed.
Yeah, you get a little fuzzed out there.
The waves are hypnotic.
Exactly. The waves are hypnotic.
That dolphin's waving.
Exactly.
The
teens and tweens walking by in their swimsuits.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, let me tell you. Those,
your little... TikTok algorithm come to life right in front of your very eyes.
Oh, yeah. They're making the TikTok.
Hard to believe she'll be a senior next year.
I thought you said she'd be a senior in high school. That's right. Well, on Sunday, the Chicago Sun-Times published a summer reading list with 15 books, like must reads for the summer, which I guess a lot of periodic places will do, you know, online. You'll see. A lot of times I'll Google what are the best summer reads and make that one that I will... buy for the beach trip. Well, their summer reading list for this year had 15 titles on there, but now the person who made up the list has admitted that he just went out on ChatGPT or AI and said, give me some good books for the summer, and 10 of the 15 were fake books by real authors.
Oh, no.
So,
by real people.
So it looks like it would be such and such by Stephen King, but it's not a real book. And that's what ChatGPT will lead you wrong sometimes.
So people are going into like Barnes & Noble and going, can I get Murder in the Hills by Stephen King?
That's right. And there is no. I know.
Doesn't exist.
That's right. One was called Tidewater Dreams by Isabel Allende. There is no such book. Huh. The Last Algorithm by Andy Weir. Books that don't exist and were created out of thin air. The creator, Marco Buscaglia, has confirmed... Yeah, I usually do AI for background checks, but in this case, I just went, give me some good books for the summer, and there they were.
Is that a fireable offense?
He says, this is on me, I'm embarrassed. And the editor says, we're embarrassed by this, but no word on whether or not he's been fired.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's young, and so, you know, he goes out. Is it fireable? Maybe. That is a reputable newspaper, the Chicago Sun-Times, that's doing
that. Once mighty paper.
But you see it all the time. I mean, you see like local news sometimes will have a flag they've put up that they've just gotten from somewhere, and it's the wrong flag. You know?
True.
They go out on the internet and grab it. It's not that.
Because
not right.
The internet is the only resource there is.
Yeah.
That's right. And sometimes...
if it leads you astray, you don't know.
Sometimes it's wrong, you know?
I have finally seen AI be used for some good on the internet.
Mm. Oh, really?
Somebody has taken famous clips, for example, the Dr. Phil Catch Me Outside Girl.
Uh-huh.
And instead of it being humans, like adults, it's small babies talking. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely.
Oh, I've seen a lot of that.
I hate the small baby talking thing.
Oh, I think it's somebody had created a baby Dr. Phil and a baby Catch Me Outside Girl. And I thought it's the funniest.
I hate those.
Yeah,
too.
It just really? Does nothing for me. There's movie scenes and TV scenes.
I don't like them.
Movie scene, not as much. This cracked me up when I saw it.
I'm on Facebook.
You are on
Facebook. So I'm recently introduced to this, and I didn't like it either.
My favorite new thing I saw, I should have sent it to you guys, I didn't, was the Journey song. Just a City Girl.
Don't Stop Believing.
Thank you. Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
But it was performed live. You could tell because it was not Steve Perry singing. It was a live version with the current vocalist.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was the band, and Donald Trump was every member of the band. In a red, white, and blue suit. Shredding on guitar.
You can do that.
Tinkling the ivories. Yeah. Bashing the drums.
That's what you can do.
That's what I should have said to
that,
you guys.
That I would like to
That's
see.
That's AI.
That is AI working like that.
Unless he actually did it.
It's possible. Maybe. More young people who are now have done something dumb but defended themselves. There's a teenager from New Jersey, 19 years old, Joseph Kling. And they say he's responsible for the Jones Road wildfire that burned 15,000 acres in the Pine Barrens a month ago. Pine Barrens, if you're a Sopranos fan, you know that's where they go out and dump their bodies.
Oh, that's where you get 86.
They 86 you out there, the Pine Barrens.
One of the best episodes of a TV show ever.
It is unbelievable.
Pine Barrens.
Pine Barrens, they go dump a body in the snow and they get lost. They can't get back.
Try to kill a guy.
And they try to kill a guy and he runs. They're taking him out to the Pine Barrens to kill him and they get lost. Well, now this guy is facing charges of aggravated arson, hindering prosecution, under home detention right now. But he swears, I didn't even set the fire, and I tried to stop the fire.
Oh.
He says that one of his friends had a dirt bike accident, and it sparked flames, and he's trying to say he didn't do anything.
I was the first to leave because my buddy crashed his dirt bike.
Why didn't you put the fire out then?
There was other people there, and I tried.
How?
I kicked dirt on and everything, had the flame almost out.
And then he left, not knowing the flame wasn't totally out, and it spread to thousands and thousands of acres. It's one of the worst wildfires in New Jersey history. His lawyer told him,
Shut the hell up. Yeah.
Quit talking.
Why are you talking to the media?
But he was. Outside the courthouse, he just kept on talking like that. And, of course, they kept on asking questions.
Of course.
So that was that. He's going back into court in a week.
What was the, is it the great Ron White, the comedian, who said he had the right to remain silent, but not the ability?
That's right.
That is correct.
I see it every weekend on my favorite police show.
That's right.
Somebody will just start talking and the cop will be like, hold on, let me read this to you.
Yeah, that's right.
And they'll keep going. It's like, stop.
I got a Miranda you.
Yeah. People love to keep on talking like that. That's what we should bring up for our attorney, Lisa Lanier. Is that going to come back and haunt him or hurt him in court? Another is a Kansas mother who is suing several adult websites because her 14-year-old son accessed explicit content on an old laptop. Lawsuit alleges that these sites failed to implement adequate age verification measures, and therefore she is suing them. I mean, usually they put up, are you 18?
Yes. Well, in certain states now, you got to go through a lot more.
Yeah, the hub has changed the game.
Yeah, but some states still have it where it's like, are you 18? I sure am.
Pornhub. Come on. Come on. Yeah.
Does it get into the hands of some underage kids? Yes.
Okay. Maybe.
That's part of maturing in the internet age.
Exactly.
Biggie's right.
I was on that border because I, you know, the internet was around when I was that age, but it was still dial up. So, you know, I had to wait for my parents to leave, or they were leaving for a lengthy amount of time.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to sit there and wait 10 minutes while one naked picture downloaded.
Exactly.
Line by line.
Video. Oh, I'd have to wait 45. I'd start downloading a video and go off for 45 minutes, play video games, come back and be like, all right, now's time.
There it is. It's like, Pornhub, give us a break, will you? I mean, just ask if we're 18. Yeah. We are. Okay? We're over 18. That's it.
God, and this kid's mom, she's the ultimate mom that nobody wants to. You know this kid is embarrassed. Like his friends.
I swear, if your mom gets porn ruined, man.
She will. It's going to happen. Biggie's right.
You're about Jason's mom? Yeah, she called him jerking, and now she's going to ruin it for everybody.
They're going to call it Jason's Law. They're going to be like, it's Jason's act, you know? That's him, you know?
Told you to lock your door, you moron.
Legal experts suggest this could cause all websites to do what Pornhub has done and make it so you have to go
in. We need your driver's license.
Put your driver's license in there.
God, your mom is a whore.
Why would she do something like this?